Also, for only $100, I promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and my website, which will be featured on www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Must be Cash App ready. Let's get to it. Oh, man. All right, so far we looking good. Last night was a disaster. It didn't want to work. But we doing all right now. No drop frames. I cleaned up so much on this computer and, you know, it was due. But I'm here. That's why it was no long drawn out notifications. You know, I just went live and we'll work it out from there, you know. So shout out to everybody who's going to come in the room. Shout out to everybody who's going to listen back on the audio. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm here. I'm going to build with y'all on this topic really, really quick. I just got something on my chest that I want to get off. So I'm going to go really quick. And I'll be, you know, not going to keep y'all in here long, but I'm going to go real quick. And so without any further ado, I present myself. I'm Doggy Diamonds. What's up, everybody? Like I said, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. Still got a little congestion, still a little stuffy, but I've been drinking tea, drinking water, fasted a little bit, didn't really eat too much solid food today. So I'm trying to get my etiquette back, you know what I'm saying? But I tried this last night as well. As y'all seen, it was not working. It kept stuttering, dropping frames, doing all types of madness. Tonight, it just didn't work. But today, it looked like we're doing fine. So I wanted to build on this topic. We had a build the other day pertaining to the Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez situation where new revelations came out about her, you know, allegedly stepping on glass or whatever the case may be. Many people feel like she's not telling the truth. As for me, the verdict is still out because I really don't know. In the end, I guess the judicial system will determine whether she's telling the truth or not. Public opinion, people feel like she's a liar, but of course, public opinion is not admissible in court, and it ain't gonna win no case or lose no case. So we could just think whatever we want, and they gonna do whatever they want. But the real reason why this bothers me is because where I'm from, like many of you, the inner city, the hood, the community, whatever you want to go by, we see many instances where dudes are locked up, dudes are getting shot, dudes are killing, getting killed, fighting, all types of madness. And sometimes you have trouble making females, especially when they had they off that liquor, that can't control their liquor, and they lie. And they got people warring, going to jail, fighting, killing, stabbing, beef for years over a lie that a female told. So I'm just saying, if she's lying, yo, that's real messed up. Look at this like this, right? If she's lying, look at how the court of public opinion trash Tory Lanez off the muscle. We all first heard, yo, he shot a woman, he shot a female. Oh no, he's a bitch, he's a sucker. Oh nah, 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 nah. We trashed him. What if it come out that she's really lying? What if it come out that she's really, really lying? And he could have got hurt. Because you could have one of these crazed, deranged fans that see him somewhere and then want to seek justice for her. Because any of us feel like that. You did that to a woman. Yo, you shot a woman? Oh, nah. Nah. Something got to happen to you. So where we from right now, we know somebody in prison behind some female stuff. I had two sisters. One of them passed away, as y'all know. My sister, when she used to get into stuff, the fact that she knows she had two brothers, mad male cousins, that she knew that if she, whenever she wanted to, she could get somebody beat up. And to me personally, she was my older sister. I was the baby, but I started feeling like she was getting a little drunk with power because she would call me, come out here. You know, she was living in Staten Island. Come to Staten Island, this dude such and such. And I'm like, yo, hold on. And I had to tell her one day, yo, Sherry, the same way you could call us to hurt somebody, you could also call us to get hurt. In war, there's casualties. There's prison. There's being confined to a chair, and there's death. You can't just be calling your brother or calling your cousin to come pop out because of your mouth. I don't advise no women to argue with men. I don't advise no women to swing on any man or anything like that. I don't advise that. You know what I'm saying? If you're a law-abiding citizen, you're a woman, the law is on your side. Because if you call me, it's only going to go one way. If you call one of my cousins, it's only going to go one way. Somebody going to get hurt. And it could be me. I could be the one. For example, I'll give you a story. My sister was going through it with this family in the projects. Probably like, it was like 4 or 5 years. They called me a few times. Oh, you got to come out here, this, that, and the third. And I'm like, yo, if I go, it's only going to go one way. I don't think you understand that I'm not coming out there to have a shouting match with nobody. I'm not coming out there to have no argument. Like, once you pull up, it's already past talking. Once dudes pull up, it's already past talking. Needless to say, I was at her crib for some time. And my niece came in the house and was saying that she just saw the other side and they this, that, and the third. She had my little niece with her. My niece was 8 years old at the time. So it infuriated me because I'm like, yo, hold on. They what? In front of, you know what I'm saying, my little 8-year-old niece? I said, nah, where they live? They live in the next building. I said, all right, what apartment? They said this, that, and the third. So I was like, all right. I got up, got dressed, threw on my sneakers. And I remember her saying, you want me to call such and such to come with you? Which was my little niece's father. I said, nah, I don't want nobody going. Man, I'm going over there by myself. So I got dressed. I went over there. Knocked on the door. Woman answered. Excuse me, could I speak to the man of the house? Said, okay, and you are? I said, listen, I need to speak to the man of the house. She said, okay. Homie came out. I said, listen. I said, it's obvious that my niece and my sister and your daughter have a problem. How could me, man to man with you, end this problem? Because somebody going to have to move and it ain't going to be us. And I don't want to go there. But we got to find a way to end this because it's only going to go one way. So I just want to have this conversation with you as a man. And it's the only conversation that we going to have. And he said to me, you know, I respect that because he said, yo, bro, on the real, I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of them going back and forth. Yo, they used to be tight. They used to be cool. Now look at them. They warring. I'm tired of this. Now you hear you getting involved. And it was the young lady's father. You know what I'm saying? So then he was like, yo, don't I know your father? I was like, yeah, yeah. I told him, he said, yo, your father's a good dude. I know your father. I said, listen, I'm not over here on no rah-rah, but this is what I do, but I don't want to go there. I just want a peaceful resolution because, you know, they disrespected in front of my little baby niece. I'm not having that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not having that. So they already violated. So I'm in war mode. That's why I came to speak to you, because if I had seen one of them outside, I would have violated one of them for violating my little niece. And they didn't do nothing to her, but they tried to, you know, they was talking crazy to the older niece in front of the little one. She don't understand what's going on. She's a baby to me, 8 years old. So he said, yo, look, I'm gonna bring my daughter outside. You bring your niece. So when we got them together, we was like, what's the problem? They couldn't say nothing. They both standing there looking stupid. So I'm like, hold on, y'all been beefing for 4 years over what? Over this? What are y'all even beefing for? I said, look, this is how we going dead this. This is how we going dead this. I said, homie, I got my niece. I got my sister. I control my side. I make sure that your daughter's name is never uttered out of their mouth. When they see each other, they'll look the other way. Keep moving. We not waving the white flag. We not copping out. We just want a peaceful resolution. If you could ensure me that your daughter won't have no slick chuckles, won't keep that mouth stuff. He said, yo, I could do that. I said, all right, that's cool. That's peace. And ever since then, this was 2011. It was dead. 4 years prior to me just going there one day, it was dead. But just think, if I had went there on some other stuff, I'd probably still be in jail. Or I probably could have went and knocked on the door and homie could have came out and blasted me over bullshit, over lies, over nothing, over nothing. Because where I was at in 2011, I wasn't mature enough yet. You know what I'm saying? I was old enough to be mature, but I had a little bit more to lose back then. I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? Now I got a lot to lose, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't really had that much to lose back then, as I should say. You know what I'm saying? So back then, I was just go. I just went to the crib. Yo, what's good? You understand what I'm saying? And I end up seeing homie later on in the store, and we was cool ever since then. They never got into it again, but we was cool ever since then. What's good? You good? How's your family? All right, that's in the third. Always peace. Yo, it's good. You know what I'm saying? Always peace, peace. But before that, they done had fights. They done had all types of shit. All it took was one conversation between men to dead it. But if I had to went over there ignorant, which I kind of was a little bit, because I did say somebody going to have to move and it ain't going to be us. I did say that. You know what I'm saying? But that, but he seen I was a little heated. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciated his maturity because he didn't feed into it. Because he could have. I came to his door. So he could have came out his door right and did what he had to do to me because I came to his door. But that's how I, you know what I'm saying? When it's a conflict, I'm coming to your crib. We ain't going to play all of this, you know, chatting outside. Hold on, where they live where? And I went by myself. And when I came back, I was like, yo, come outside. We going to talk. They came outside. Like I said, I deaded it. And he like, what did you say to them? They don't even look my way no more. I said, see, it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? It's not about them looking your way no more. It's dead. It's over. We didn't win. We didn't lose. It's over. That's it. So I'm saying all that to say, like, in these situations, when you got people who sitting there running with something, and you possibly lying. Do you know how dangerous that is for people? You know how dangerous it is for this man to have to go somewhere and somebody might crack him over his head with a bottle. He might be performing somewhere and somebody might just feel like they want to just take vigilante justice against him and you might be lying. And then you so caught up and wrapped in a lie that you just keeping it going. You know what I'm saying? You just keeping it going. And it's, I'm telling you, that shit pissed me off because when I think about it, I think about my hood. And I think about, yo, such and such shot, such and such. And they'd be like, over what? Oh, nah. And I remember chicks in the hood. I remember chicks in the hood trying to line dudes. Oh, well, my baby father come over here. Yo, your baby father gonna get popped in his head. You know what I'm saying? Your baby father gonna get popped in the head. So that's the realest shit. Or your baby father gonna come over here and he might do something to me. Just like one of my little homie, rest in peace, Sydney. He was outside. He had words with homie, but he used to flirt with homie girl. Homie caught the flirt and yo, he killed him. Killed him right outside. Killed him right outside. He had to be all of like 18 years old. So again, dudes got to really straight up and down. Yo, stop getting caught up in this BS. You know what I'm saying? Stop getting caught up in this BS. Ladies, stop, man. And it's not, I'm not, this is not a general thing to all women. I'm not saying all women. But if you in the, if you so-called in the street, you so-called in the hood, you in the inner city, yo, you need to chill with that. If you got a little power and you got a brother who get busy, you got a baby father who get busy, your cousin, you down with a particular street organization and you know you got protection, stop doing that shit because somebody gonna get hurt. Them lies catch up. Them lies catch up and somebody gonna get hurt. And again, like I told my sister, the way you calling people to action, you could also call somebody to get hurt. Because just because you know that dudes do this, that, and the third, that don't mean you can't walk into an ambush. My best friend got killed over some shit that ain't had nothing to do with him. My other man got into it with a dude over a chick, and told him I'll be back. And when they went back, he was waiting. So as soon as they turned the corner, he started firing. This is 1993 I'm talking about. This 1993, we babies. I ain't even had no hair on my face in 1993. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even have a mustache in 1993. We babies. So the whole shit is, we in situations to where, yo, because when you say, yo, I didn't want all of them to kill us all because of George Floyd, that's some gaslighting shit. Because at the end of the day, you pulling at the heartstrings of everybody that's going to say, yeah, George Floyd, yeah, we scared the police. Yo, that's bullshit. Because what they going to kill you for if you the damn victim? They ain't going to kill the victim. And if this dude shot you, you a female, yo, you tell him what you got to tell him. He deserve whatever he going to get. He deserve whatever he going to get for doing that if he shot you. But you started out on a lie, then you tell another lie, then you want to tell the truth and say that that truth ain't really the truth because that was a lie. Come on, man. That shit crazy. I don't know if he guilty or innocent. I don't know, but I just know a lot of lies been told and he ain't said much of nothing. And a lot of shit that been coming out her mouth is lies. And then, and just look where we at. You know what I'm saying? Look where we at. Go think about right now. Think about right now and where you from. Think about some of the brothers that's locked up. What they locked up for? And you know what happened? You go through all this shit, and chick just gonna go her merry way. And you in the can. You locked up. Look, you call dudes out to get busy. One do something to other. One is dead. One go to jail forever. And you think her reign of terror stops there? No, she just keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? They just keep it moving. And that shit is, I have sisters. I only have one sister there, but I got female cousins. It's not a lot of them. My family is predominantly men. So the women were very, very spoiled and very, very protected. You know what I'm saying? They were very, very spoiled and very protected. And I used to say to them, yo, stop starting shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop starting shit. You can't go out there and talk to... I used to tell my sisters, yo, I don't want to hear you. And I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm the baby. My sisters got me by some years. I used to tell them, I don't want to hear no shit about you arguing with some dude in his face. I don't want to hear no shit with you out there jumping in some man's face talking about I'm going to call my brother. No, you not. Don't call me because you just warned him that I'm coming and you don't think he's going to be waiting for me? I mean, my other sister, one phone call. Yo, don't be talking that one phone call shit. Don't be talking that one phone call shit. Because again, just like you can call people to hurt somebody, somebody could get hurt from your one phone call when you need to control your attitude. You need to control your fucking mouth sometimes. And I'm not saying right or wrong. You don't belong jumping in no man's face arguing, fighting, cursing, and then talk about what you're going to do. Because we had people in my family, my little cousin got into it with her man, and hands and feet, straight up hands and feet, because we just got a policy. Y'all can argue, we do whatever you want, but if you put your hands on anybody in my family, any woman in my family, that's non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. You got to deal with us. You got to deal with us. Straight up. You can argue. Say what you got to say. She could be 500 bitches. I mean, that's y'all thing. Once you get physical, that's non-negotiable now. That's over your head. That's over what we doing. So, again, dudes have got put hands on them. And you know what they do? They still stick with the dude and put steak on their eye after you black their eye. So I had to learn, yo, I'm just going to mind my business a certain shit. And then in the latter years, I remember my sister getting into shit. She'd be like, yo, what you want me to do? What you want me to do? Because if I come, it's only going one way. If I show up, it's only going one way. I'm not coming to talk. You did all the arguing. You did all that shit already with them. What I'm going to do, come argue again? No. When I come outside, especially if I'm traveling, I got to take a bridge, all that shit. Somebody is getting fucked up, period. I'm not coming there to say, what's going on? I'm not coming to be mediator. I ain't coming to do none of that shit. I'm coming to be violent, because that's why you call, because you know violence comes with certain people. So after a while, I started saying, yo, hold up, man. Nah, you're going to get me killed. You're going to get us killed. So I started, my brother, my older brother, rest in peace, Mel, started saying, yo, man, we not jumping when they call no more, because they starting to abuse this shit. And then when you know your sibling, you know when that mouth is big. You know, my sister used to just swing on dudes. I'm dead ass serious. Just, I'm like, yo, hold up. She what? Yo, she punched me. Yo, why are you doing that? Nah, fuck him. I'm like, oh my God. You gonna have me slam this nigga on his head. But he's not wrong. He's not wrong. You can't be swinging on dudes. You can't do that shit. So back to this situation. When she say, yo, he shot me. We all like, yo, he a bitch. Blah, blah, blah. You start deleting his music. You lose all your credibility because you disrespect a woman by shooting her. You disrespect a woman by shooting her. So this is how we all looking. That's all we looking like, yo, he's a bitch. Fuck him. Because that's how I was like, you shot a female. I don't care who it is. It ain't had nothing about a situation of, I don't care nothing about none of that shit. They was dating. I don't care about none of that shit. I'm just like, it ain't got nothing to do with her being a celebrity. Any female. I don't even like dudes hitting women. I've been in situations in the street where I've seen dudes talk to their children a certain way. And I'm like, yo, fam, nah, don't do that. Not in front of me. You know what I'm saying? Because I just love the children. And I know what it's like to be embarrassed. Now, some children, you gotta, you know, you gotta chastise a certain way. But then it's you overdoing it now. You know what I'm saying? And I done seen dudes ready to flip on a girl in the street. And I'm like, yo, nah, fam, don't even do that like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't even do that like that. But then again, look, you intervene, yo, mind your fucking business. I done seen situations where dudes save women from getting their ass whipped and end up getting it on with the dude, and the chick jump in and start hitting you. You're like, yo, I was just trying to save your ass. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of it all, this whole shit is a scene that I've been seeing for years. This is a scene that I've been seeing like the whole time being in the neighborhood via my family and via what's going on in the hood. Yo, what happened to such and such? Yo, he got caught creeping with homegirl. Yo, her baby father came in. Yo, they started fighting and all that. I'm like, yo, why? What the hell? So that's where the misogyny start kicking in. That's when the bros before hoes and fuck these bitches. This when all that shit start kicking in. And I don't really subscribe to that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, ladies, you got to realize, man, that, yo, everybody not playing. Everybody not going to take that shit on the chin. Everybody not going to be like, yo, you wild and yo, you disrespect me. Because as a man, let me tell you something, as a black man, right? As a black man, so many black men are so broken and so disrespected by society and all that shit. All we got is our ego and our pride. So the minute a man's pride is broken or his ego is broken, that's when violence ensues. Straight up and down, that's when violence ensues. And that's not justifying it, but I'm just telling you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I done been in situations where chicks try to hit me up. And I say, yo, you got a man? Yeah. All right, so fuck with him then. Because I'm not trying to be no sneaky link with you. And then he found out. And then I got to beat him the fuck up or shoot him. And I'm wrong. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's what makes it so bad. And I'm wrong. Oh, we together, but we not together. All right, so y'all figure that shit out then. Straight up. Y'all figure that shit out. Because all is going to happen. He going to find out. He going to be mad at me. He ain't going to get mad at you. He going to get mad at me because he's embarrassed. And I said, I done been on the other side of that too, so I know. The man never get mad at the woman. He get mad at the dude. He be like, yo, homie, listen, my nigga. it was a dark night. Like, he was in a compromising position, and she gave it. She acted like she wanted it, so I gave it to her. But dude going to get mad at me. He gonna want to fight me, gonna want to kill me, gonna want to shoot me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, hold on. We not doing that. You know what I'm saying? We not doing that. So I ain't being nobody sneaky link. I just ain't doing that. You got a man, you got an inkling of a man, you have a situation. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Cause he gonna get mad at me. He don't know the rules of the game. And again, I ain't playing. Dude gonna get mad at me. Because, see, some dudes might, you know, get into a situation where they, you know, knock down a dude chick. And a dude wanna brag and boast about it too. So you feel like you got played. And again, embarrassment makes you wanna get violent. So a lot of times dudes be feeling embarrassed. See me, I realize I don't own no woman. So whatever she do is what she do. Nigga ain't stick his dick in me, pause. So how I lose? You know what I'm saying? How did I lose? You fucked with a lame. You gonna leave the king for the fucking, the pauper? That's on you. You a clown. That's how I look at it. That's how I had to think about shit and had to realize, yo, hold on. A fucking clown? You a clown too. I ain't mad at him. I ain't even mad at you. I hope y'all juggle together and shit. I hope y'all paint each other faces and wear big shoes. You know, it is what it is. I ain't getting mad, but it's some dudes that be mad. I'm telling you, I had dudes call my phone. Yo, listen, homie, don't do that. Cause ain't nothing over here but pain and sorrow. I'm telling you, listen, I don't want no problems. I don't want no smoke. I ain't know, but yo, I don't know what you asking me right now. What you want to know? I ain't sitting here. I'm trying to converse with you. You ask her what's going on. Whatever she told you, leave that shit over there. But I'm just saying, listen, homie, chill. Because I'm not trying to go there with you over. You know what I'm saying? That's, yo, it's women that I say, yo, you need to just work shit out with your husband. Because you still married. If you don't want to fuck with him, divorce him. No, but, so you think I'm going to be a professional side nigga? Nah. You think I'm gonna be a professional side nigga? You think, nah, we not doing that. And a lot of times with the men, it ain't personal. See, I don't take shit personal. I had dudes take shit personal against me and feel like they, doing shit to me by doing shit with her. Nigga, you ain't do shit to me. That's her body. Whatever she chose to do, that's on her. And the minute she fuck with you, she tainted anyway. So I don't even want her no motherfucking more. Truthfully. So you ain't do nothing to me. I ain't lose. I'm still me. How did I lose? How did I lose? I don't own a woman. How did I lose? You know what I'm saying? But dudes feel like, yeah. Because first of all, I've never been a kiss and tell nigga anyway. You ask me something, it ain't none of your business. I don't care who you are. I done had women coming out my house and dudes out on the block. Like, yo, listen, don't ask me about my business. I don't care who you are. You could tell, ask any dude, yo, you, listen, don't ask me about that. I'm not fucking 10. You think I'm gonna run out after I gave a chick a hickey? I'm running outside like I'm fucking 10 or 11 years old saying, she let me give her a hickey. We don't do that. I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? And it's embarrassing to speak about any escapades you had with somebody in private. Because what a lot of dudes be doing wrong too, they be like, yo, you know such and such? Yeah, yo, I tore that down last night. Yo, that head was good. And he like, word? Oh, that's what's up. But then 2 months later, now that's your girl. Now that's your significant other. Now y'all serious. But you done told a homie, your now girl, that was just such and such, she give good head. You don't think he ain't going to be looking at your girl like, damn, yo, how is she? Could suck a grape through a straw. And that shit came from your mouth. You don't have to say nothing. So I ain't into that. Yo, you know such and such? I don't do that. Listen, who? Nigga, we don't sit around and talk about, yo, you smell. I had dudes say that shit to me before. Yo, you smell such and such. Nigga, if you don't get the fuck away from me, nigga, what I look like telling you about my bone action? I don't talk to men like that. The fuck out of here. Straight up. So when dudes used to come up to me, yo, I hit that. You a weirdo. Get the fuck away. What are you telling me for? What are you telling me that for? What am I supposed to do with that information? Pillow talk, loud mouth ass dude. I ain't even with that. You know what I'm saying? And dudes be pillow talking to chicks about other dudes too. And that shit is corny too. It's women that I spoke to and they knew certain information of me. I'm like, this nigga. Straight up. This nigga. I got a homie I ain't speak to in like 2 years. Over a chick that I ain't want. But see, dudes be feeling like they one up in me by fucking with a chick. My nigga, do you. About 98% of these women I don't want. And if she could fuck with a dude like you in any way, if you got her number, if she text you, if she led you on, she is damn as good because you are a fucking bozo. Seriously. Now, we cool in every other aspect, but when they get to learn, when they get to know you, you ain't shit. So whatever you said, whatever you did, however you won them over, salute. I salute that. But you mad at me for a chick that I ain't even want. Then you kicking my back and you telling her so-called personal shit about me. And then the chick coming back and telling me, so I'm like, the fuck you telling me all this shit for? Ain't you fucking with him? Don't tell me what he said. Nah, because y'all need to talk. We need to talk. So, all right, let me get this straight. We need to talk based off of you telling me that he was kicking my back in, right? And we need to talk based off of something that you had to say to him. Because obviously he got an attitude about some shit. And I don't give a fuck. I don't want you. They ain't going to have the nerve to tell me, yo, I did that because you didn't want me. This is what she kept saying. You don't want me. You don't. I don't. You absolutely right. I don't. So if you fuck with him, fuck with him then. What do you want me to do? I'm not even mad. I don't feel no way. I remember saying, yo, if you gonna rock with dude, you got my blessings. Oh, nah, it ain't even nothing like that. If it is or it ain't, I'm good regardless. I can stand on my own. I've never been a fiend for box ever. I've never been thirsty. I never fucking cried. I never, when I say cry, I never been like, yo, why you don't want me? I never been that type of guy. I'm good. I'm good. You show me disinterest and we don't have no past history. So it's a difference if we got a past history and we broken up or we went, you know, things a little rocky and I'm trying to, you know, work my shit out. That's different. But we ain't got no past history. And you tell me you don't fuck with me like that, I'm cool with that too. My ego is not bruised. My ego is not bruised. It's cool. But you let him be? You are fucked and you're damaged. Because I don't know about nobody else, but I know this individual. And I know that this individual is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I had women. Now, I was about to say something I shouldn't say. Damn. Woo. Think. I be thinking on my toes. I've had women who told me, yo, I'm not interested in you. I ain't fine. I never be like, why? All for them later on to get around me, get to know me, and see what I'm about and be like, we should hang out. We should chat. Nah, you're not interested. Yeah, I missed it. No. It's fine. Okay? I'm not the guy that got to go in the room and if it's five women, I got to sleep with all five of them. I'm good with just going in the room and being the motherfucking king in the room and I ain't got to touch nothing. That's just me. Right? I just ain't never been that guy that's like, I hit that, I hit this, I hit that, I hit that, I hit that. I ain't never been that guy like that. I'm not pursuing nothing. I just don't do that. I could think you the most beautiful, gorgeous woman ever, and we leave it right there. That's it. I ain't into this. Listen, you know what? Let me tell you some real shit. I done ate some of the greatest food. I done been in some of the greatest cars. I done traveled several countries. I done been to mad states. Mad states in the United States, about 37 states in the United States. I done had a shitload of money. I've been poor. But one thing I never done is sat down and focused long enough to accomplish all the shit that I was out to accomplish. Anything right now that I deem to be a distraction from that, I'm not doing it. And let me tell you something, fellas, unless you have a woman, unless you have a girl that you're dealing with, pussy is one of the biggest distractions from doing what you need to do. Straight up. I don't have the time. Yo, could we link? Absolutely not. I don't have the time. I don't even have the time to sit on the phone. What are we talking about? I'm trying to fucking work. I got my album back today. I got artwork that I did. I got to do the back cover. I got to sequence this album. I got to fucking sign up for BMI in different ways. I already got my BMI that I had for a while. I got this other BMI that I got to do. I got to sign up. I'm talking to people. Yo, you got to sign up for this. You got to sign up for this. Yo, because this is why people don't get their money. I'm conferring and talking to people about what I'm doing. I ain't got no fucking time to be out here playing. I ain't got no time. Yo, let's link or what you doing later. Listen, I did all that shit already with the best of them. But I ain't never accomplished the shit that I set out to accomplish. And if your seek and destroy mission is some pussy, you, sir, are a loser. Because you going to get that if you really who you are. If you are who you say you are, you're going to get that anyway. Some of us ain't never had a problem getting it anyway. I done turned down more than I get. Seriously, because it ain't that serious. Like, okay, now what? You know what I'm saying? And I done had my BMI since 1997. But I'm trying to get my business right. I'm trying to make sure my shit is straight. I ain't got no time for all this other bullshit. I'm not getting jammed up because nobody is truly single, right? Nobody is fucking truly single. I just don't have no time for that shit. Straight up and down. I don't have no time for that shit because I know me. I know my temperament. I know your homie. You angry. I already know about MCL. You know what I'm saying? I know about MCL too. I'm MLC. I got a matter of fact. That's how real it is. That's how real it is. One thing about me, man, I don't never got a lot of the people. I could just always show and prove. What's that right there? I never got a lot of the people. I could always show and prove. Pull up everything in this phone right now is about me, what I gotta do. Everything right now that I'm looking up is about what I gotta do. So I already was on MLC. Straight like that. You know what I'm saying? Already was on it. That's my research. This is my education. All that other shit, that shit don't got nothing to do with nothing. Because it's a distraction and somebody gonna get hurt in the long run. You know what I'm saying? And women lying. I done seen some of the craziest shit. Like, yo, you lying. Why you lying? Don't fucking lie. So I gotta sign up to BMI as a writer and a publisher. Because rather artist and a publisher. So I gotta do two different BMIs. Then I gotta sign up for some other shit. That's all I've been doing all day, just handling my business. You know what I'm saying? Handle my business. All that other shit is gonna be there. Yo, I have, believe it or not, when I was motherfucking 300 pounds, I still ain't had no problem getting no women. It's still there. I never had it. You know what I'm saying? I never had it. But a focused man is a dangerous man because nothing could make them deviate from what their plan is. I see the end goal. I see the game. I see the finish line. It might be a little far. Might be close, but I see the finish line. You know what I'm saying? I know what I want. I know what I'm trying to do. And again, I be just calling people. I got a strong network. So I've, yo, homie, this, down the throat. Oh yeah, nah, I got you. All right, cool. All this other shit, getting up, getting high, drinking, playing on the internet, tough. People threatening all types of shit, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I got DistroKid. You know what I'm saying? All these people running their mouth. I don't got no time for that shit. I mean, like I told this dude the other day in my DM, or a chick, whatever you are. You know who you are that just keep coming in my DM talking about shit, watch your back. Like I told you, I tell this whole audience, like I told you, listen, I would like to see how these hollows look going into somebody. So don't tell me what you're going to do to me. Do it or send somebody so I could send. They could come, but they ain't going to leave the way they came. That's all I'm telling you. I don't got no time for the bullshit. You mad at the difference of opinion on YouTube? Huh? Watch your back. Oh, that shit you said. I'm like, but this is the type of shit. And the funniest shit, it's a woman's name that's saying that shit. Watch your back at what you said on YouTube. Watch my back? No. Just pull up. I posted it in my stories. Watch your back. No, I'm not watching my back. I would really like to see what this shit look like hitting you in your head. So you come play if you want to. It's okay with me. And most of the time when I'm outside with the little ones, my niece and nephew. So you definitely going to get it. Because I'd rather them see me in the can than to see me in the morgue from one of y'all playing over some YouTube shit. Because I don't even know nobody personally. I don't travel in the circles with people. So they were sending me in blizz threats. Oh, that shit, that slick shit you said on YouTube. Okay, so what you going to do now? What you gonna do? Because I ain't going, you can't shut me up, and I'm not scared. I'm not scared. Carmen W, let me address you really quick. I don't know what you on, right? I don't know what you on. I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know what you got against Tory. I never said Tory was lying or telling the truth. What I did state, right? I did state that if she is lying, look how fucked up that is. Look how fucked up that is. That's what I said. So if you gonna keep saying Tory's lying and all that, I don't know if you a stallionaire or whatever y'all call yourself. I know Nicki got the barbs, and Little Kim got the the Beehive, if you are a stallionaire or a stallionette or whatever the fuck y'all call yourself, that's fine. I'm just talking about what happens where we're from. Obviously, you're not where I'm from or where the most of the chat is from, because it would have resonated with you, what I'm saying. It is not cool to lie on anybody, and your lies can possibly get somebody hurt. Period. The minute a woman says that a man disrespected her, shot her, slapped her, his life is now in danger. That's it. That's it. And I'm glad you said what I look like, because now you ain't gotta look at me no more. I block people over here. I don't know. I guess other people let y'all talk shit and run your mouth. And another thing before I go, because I'm about to get up out of here. When you get blocked, don't hit me, talk about, yo, unblock me, I was just playing and all that shit. I keep telling y'all, go play with these people who play. I'm not no jokey joke person where you going to be disrespectful and then try to say it in jokes. Because a lot of disrespect come with a LOL at the end. Straight up and down. A lot of disrespect come with a LOL, and you trying to lighten the disrespect by saying I'm just playing. Laugh out loud. I don't play like that. You never going to disrespect me and then put a LOL. We don't play that. Go play with them other people who play like that. I don't play like that. Seriously. We say shit in jest. We joke. We have fun. But it's never no disrespect. And if you think you going to come here, watch me and be disrespectful, fuck out of here. I'm blocking you. Straight like that. You know what I'm saying? But that was it. I just came to do my little rant real quick about the situation that was fucking with me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And again, it just kind of really, really resonated with me, because I was just thinking about, you know, in the hood, you know what I'm saying? And how shit go, and how many individuals I know that are dead or in jail or did some dumb shit behind the lies. You know what I'm saying? And nah. Shit ain't right. So if she's lying, because I know many of y'all feel like the court of a public opinion, y'all feel like she's lying. I'm not saying she's lying, because at the end of the day, only way that's going to be determined is by the court of law. They going to determine that. I'm just saying, if she's lying, that shit is fucked up, because he had a lot of people coming at him. He had a lot of people about to, you know, Just, you know, that shit put his life in danger. And I just think that shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So again, man, I know of women who claim that they got scraped just because they spent the night out and got jammed up and had dudes running to another state, and she was lying. And this is not a man versus woman thing. This is not a woman bashing things. I'm just talking about liars. I'm just talking about liars who talk certain shit and you lying and you know you lying. And what's supposed to come out your lie? Dude's supposed to go to jail forever? Or somebody's supposed to see him and do something to him and you know you lying? And then you fucking go on Gail King and you still lying? And if you wasn't lying before, and I ain't think you was no liar, then shit, the shit that you said didn't even sound right to me, and they ain't got nothing to do in the motherfucking court. Did you have a relationship with Tory? What you mean, like sexual? All right, so you didn't have a sexual relationship with him in no way. Look at the thumbnail. I've never in my life had a female that I played with in any sexual innuendo, and I never piped. So for him to be behind you like he's behind you, that's how y'all play? That's y'all relationship? That shit is kind of weird. I don't even hug. You know what I'm saying? I don't hug women that I'm not involved with. So how a dude come behind you, put his bone on your cake, and that's how y'all play. But he never. What he supposed to say? Yo, nah, I did hit that. What he supposed to say? Shit is just weird. You know what I'm saying? The whole situation is weird. And this gotta be teachable moments, and this gotta be lesson learned for those who are out there and people who's on the come up. You know what I'm saying? Because the shit is just weird. Shit is just weird. Straight up. But yeah, he had his bone on her cake and she's sitting there like this. Alexander, you typed that twice. Kareem has a channel. He was on there earlier. If you wasn't there earlier on his channel, don't come here asking where he at, typing it 25 times. He was on his channel earlier. Were you there? Anyway, man, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Before I go, it is important that I let you know. For only $100, I promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and my website, like I said, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Must be cash at ready. Yeah, and with that, I got a little bit of work to do. Just got my album back, so I got to listen to it. And I have to sequence it, and I still have to register for all these things. So I'm working on that right now. Artwork is done. Everything is done. It is what it is, man. But I thank y'all. I appreciate y'all for rocking out with me tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm still drinking tea. I got a few more cups of tea to drink. You know me on all platforms. Doggy Diamonds TV on TikTok. I don't know who's on TikTok, but I'm Doggy Diamonds TV on TikTok. On Instagram at Doggy Diamonds. The Patreon is Doggy Diamonds TV. Just go inside of this description box. Go inside this description box and everything that you need to know about me is on there. Also, I do want to say that too, because I did build on this last night. And I did build on this last night. But the build was just, the shit was wilder. Before I go, I didn't hear Kendrick Lamar's album. It takes me a while to listen to albums. I wait for the hype to die down. I wait for people to stop talking about it, and then I listen to it when I feel like it. But you know, because I don't go by what other people are singing and other people influence, and it's hot, it's wack, I don't do all that. So I listen to it on my time. But I will say that video he put out, that video that he put out, where he had OJ's face, Kanye's face, Juicy's face, Kobe's face, and Kendrick Lamar's face, it's fire. You know what I'm saying? That was very, very creative. Very, very creative. And it's just really, really dope. And again, man, if it's just dope. That's all I just want to say, is dope, and I really, really like it. You know what I'm saying? I really, really like that song, and I really like the video. You know what I'm saying? And the Nipsey part kind of gave me like the goosebumps a little bit, because it really looks like Nipsey. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, this shit is weird as hell, but it was, you know, it was dope. So I'm actually looking at it like, is this Nipsey for real, or is this Kendrick? Like, I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? I'm confused, like, who would have, but it was dope, you know what I'm saying? And I like creativity. I like people not being afraid of being an artist, you know what I'm saying? Because being an artist, the first word in being an artist is art, you know what I'm saying? So artistically, he did his thing, you know what I'm saying? And I respect that. I'm not the biggest Kendrick Lamar fan either, you know what I'm saying? I'm not one of the biggest Kendrick Lamar fans, but that shit was dope. You know what I'm saying? I know people love, yo, you crazy, Kendrick, J. Cole. Yeah, I'm just not a big Kendrick Lamar fan. He has some songs that I like, but that shit right there was dope. Because again, I like, and it was very simple. The simplicity of it was dope too. You know what I'm saying? Just very, very simple video. not a lot of bells and whistles, just doing this and your whole face change. I was like, nah, that's fly. You know what I'm saying? Listen to it a couple of times and, you know, it's dope. So I did have to say that because we don't talk about hip hop enough. We just talk about what we don't like, and we talk about what we hate, and we talk about what bothers us and that. But we, and to, again, I always say this to y'all, when you do that, that means you show more love to what you hate, but then kind of neglecting what you love. You know what I'm saying? So you can't show more love to what you hate and neglect what you love, because that's a form of hate too. You know what I'm saying? We quick to talk about what bothers us and view, express our displeasures, but rarely do what we say, what we love. And even when you create content, if you talk about what you love, sometimes people don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people don't want to hear that shit because they rather just vibrate low. You know what I'm saying? So if you put something in the title that's very, you know, sensationalized and all that, people click that. You know what I'm saying? And I can't front. Sometimes I do too, based off of, I think I'm going to get some new information on somebody or something. But at the same time, you really not. It's just regurgitating and all that. I just felt like shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's a dope video. I'm going to check the album out soon. But I'm not going to check it out now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait. But I'm going to check the album out soon. Right now, I'm about to go upstairs, drink some tea, and relax, man. Play some video games or something like that. So again, man, I thank y'all. Some people was hitting me up too as well, saying that they don't be getting the notifications. One of the main things that you have to do is that you have to hit the bell. So when you click the bell, there's two ways that you can get the notification. You could get them via email, you could get them directly to your phone. I suggest that you put on all notifications so you could get the email directly to your phone. So when I put up new content, you get it directly. Also, if you follow me on Twitter, it goes through my Twitter. And if you follow the Doggy Diamonds Facebook page, it goes through there too. So what I suggest also is that if you are subscribed, follow me on Twitter and then follow me on Facebook. So if you on one or all three of those platforms, you bound not to miss anything. Because even on Facebook, it comes back and say, you know, did you see this? You missed this. You know what I'm saying? So that's the best way. When you got as many subscribers as I had, some people complaining not sending out my notification. But I tell people like this, you think that YouTube is going to send out 230,000 notifications to people and you don't pay them? People pay for that type of promotion. I'm seriously, people pay for promotion. People pay for these services. So us getting this for free and using this platform for free, it ain't their job to send out notifications to people. They don't care. You know what I'm saying? They do not care. It's people who pay, and some of your favorite content creators pay a lot of money every month to YouTube to be where they are because they got it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, the game is rigged. So what I'm saying is that I'm going to get an email list together. I'm going to get everything together. That's what I'm working on right now. But yeah, if y'all don't stop me, I'll keep talking. I talk for a living. So if there's nothing else, I'm Doggy Diamonds, man. Y'all enjoy the rest of your night. It's Friday the 13th.
I'm going to play Jason. No type of Joe Gag Gang puzzle or riddle. The name is Big Dog.
That's my favorite song of all time. Ain't no half stepping. So I was about to get into that, you know, but, yeah, man. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. Peace.